So grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Well, good morning once again. Not too much in the way of notices. You've no doubt got your sheet with most of them in. Just to say thank you for those who've been praying for my mum who had a small operation yesterday. She's doing well. And hopefully we'll be out today, so thank you for that. Do continue praying. There's lots of people at the moment we're praying for who are a bit poorly, so do continue praying for them. Other than that, just to say, just to confirm rather, that this will continue to be our Wednesday midweek service. We'll continue to be here at 9:30 moving forward, so that'll be good, and I hope you stay for tea and coffee afterwards. Before we begin our service in earnest, let's take a moment just to be quiet and reflect on the week. Invite our God to be with us. And so we say our prayer of preparation together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the faults of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy." God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. So we take our usual moment to pause and reflect upon our lives as we come before a God who is keen to forgive. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all as we confess together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. And so, Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so now we're going to worship in the glory. You can remain seated as I stand on all of our behalf out of respect of our Lord. And we worship in the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And as ever, we have a moment of silence for you to say your own prayer of thanks before I pray the prayer of the week, the Collect. O God, you declare your almighty power, most chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant to us such a measure of your grace, that we, running the way of your commandments, may receive your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasure, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we only had one reading this week for our topic, but Anne is going to read Psalm 148 as part of our worship for us.
The first reading is Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all your shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, thank you for reading that, although you were praising the Lord as well. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, you know, don't know about you. I mean, I'm not a real gardener, as I've said in the past, but our garden is lovely at the moment, and the sunflowers have finally come out as well. So when you look at these things, well, you can praise the Lord when you look at nature, can't you? For me, it's often on the back of a surfboard in the water, but there you go. So I'm going to be reading from Luke 4, verses 1 to 15. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all this, their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to you anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will be all yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here. For it is written, He will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered, "It is said, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune moment. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, I can't do it justice, but let me give you a brief summary of what we had from Roger Matthews, our church warden, at the weekend. I think that's the first time Roger's preached that I'm aware of, anyway. We're doing God at the Movies, if you remember, and Roger chose Superman, I think just because people like you and I can relate better to, you know, a slightly older film. And he chose the original one. He was talking about Superman and relating it to that passage for Jesus. And I'm really glad that Roger preached, because I don't think I would have pulled out of that passage what he did. He reminded us, and this is on the website, he reminded us that we are always looking for a hero, aren't we? I won't sing the Tina Turner song, we're always looking for a hero, and how we almost like we're built that way, isn't it? You know, and blatantly, the bit that we're looking for is really God in that, but sometimes we mistake that for a hero. And I just thought it was really interesting. He reflected how Jesus came to this earth, and he could have just rescued everyone, couldn't he? He could have just said, "Enough's enough. I'm going to feed the world. I'm going to bring everyone in now, and I'm going to be the hero of the world." But he didn't. He came as a human being. And just with the powers of a human being, i.e. just the same access that we have to the Holy Spirit now. And I mean, I don't know what other people took away from that, but for me it was like that the same power that was in Jesus lives in us. We don't have to be superheroes. We don't have to be Superman or Superwoman. We can actually just call on God's Spirit to actually use us in the same way that he used Jesus, his son. And indeed, if you remember, Jesus says elsewhere in the scriptures, "You will do all these things and more." And so it was really encouraging for me to hear, Roger. I hope you do try and catch up with that on the website. But if not, take away that message that you have the same power living in you that Jesus did. And he chose not to be Superman, didn't he? Take a moment just to reflect, and then we'll read our creed together. I will remain standing on your behalf, but you can remain seated. So let's declare our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's come before our God in prayer. Lots to pray about in the world at the moment. I'll try and leave a little bit of space, because there really is so much that we need to be praying for right now that I won't remember it all, but I'll try and leave some space for you to pray quietly yourself. Thank you, Lord, that the same power that was at work within Jesus is here with us today, your Holy Spirit. And so we come before you in prayer. We lift our world to you. And we name Afghanistan and Haiti. We name other areas of the world in our hearts. Would you intervene? Would you turn evil away from destruction? Would you bring healing power where it is needed? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring before you our own country, lifting to you the headlines of the last couple of weeks that so quickly vanish from our papers, that where the pain continues. I want to particularly pray for the veterans at the moment, particularly those who have served in Afghanistan and may be wondering why they did that now. We pray that they will know their worth in you. We pray for healing power upon them where it's needed. And we lift our government to you and our opposition, that they may work in unity. We lift our schools to you. We lift the other areas of our country that are particularly on our hearts right now, seeking for your intervention. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring before you Bedhampton, and particularly the areas in which we live. We ask that you would use us. We pray as well, Father, that you would enable us to refurbish St. Nicholas's, that you would help us move forward with that we seek to serve you here. We lift to you those behind closed doors and those we wish to reach out to as we seek to share your mission. Would you bless our work? Would you bless our children? Would you bless Messy Church as it returns later on? Would you bless our decisions that we make? Would you guide us in those? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift to you those who would seek your healing power, praying for those who have not spoken to anyone about their concerns. And we lift to you those who have requested prayer for your power. Amelia, Nicola, Hannah, Rebecca, Denise, Bernard, Cliff, Linda, Eric, Anne, Pat, Caleb, Margaret, Mike, and others who are on our hearts, those who need physical or spiritual or mental healing, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift to you the areas in our lives where we need guidance, where we need intervention. Those on our hearts. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Just reflecting before we say the piece, we had a couple of baptisms here the other week, over nearly 100 people in this church who wouldn't normally come through being welcomed into the body of Christ. And we've got more baptisms this weekend coming. Just came to mind as we share the peace as a family. Sometimes we can feel we're a smallish family, but actually we welcome others. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And from page 17, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And so, my friends, draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean. Our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. I receive the body of Christ, broken for all God's people, on behalf of all God's people. Amen. I receive the blood of Christ, shed for all God's people, on behalf of all God's people. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord of all mercy, we, your faithful people, have celebrated the one true sacrifice, which takes away our sins and brings pardon and peace by our communion. Keep us firm on the foundation of the gospel and preserve us from all sin. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so we say our prayer of thanks together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God, and of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.